with us.
It's not 7 past the hour. We'll be 8 past the hour for another 10 seconds. Where are you?
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to what club? You got a new club?
Yeah.
Really?
It's the Uri Geller Club.
Right, Uri Geller
is my bendable spoon.
Actually, I was trying to find this article. Those of you who are followers of fashion, who are friends and fans of Uri Geller, actually, last hour, Uri, we were talking to a fellow who lives in England who called the program, lives up around Liverpool. We were talking about the job market in England and and it was very funny because we got to look into a different sort of culture. That is, his specialty is laminating bird feeders, bird boxes. That's what he does. And so there's no more work laminating bird feeders, and he's looking for a job, and he can't move or doesn't want to move from where he is up there, a town called Bolton, I think it was, which is near Liverpool, north of where you're in Sonning, which I'm guessing that where he is about 140, 150 miles from you, up north, maybe a little further even, Manchester, Birmingham area, where that's a very blue-collar area of England. The closer you get to London, the more there is a broader, I think, spectrum of people in different categories. But you get north, the category of people in their work is pretty much all union and labor and that sort of thing. I don't think there are a lot of big suburbs that are affluent around Birmingham and Manchester, from my recollection, are there?
Well, you know, talking about people who are out of work and looking at other opportunities, I keep hearing, talking about America, that taxes are going to go up to those who earn over $200,000 a year. So that probably puts you into that category. And I was wondering, I mean, you, thanks God, you have work and you've been working for over 40 years in the radio industry. But bringing up the taxes, doesn't that get you mad and angry with this administration, Doug?
Well, I guess in manner of speaking, it isn't so much that the focus is on me or any of us singularly. I think what the focus area is what is the future and how do we keep the sort of ship of state in an upright position. And you can't keep doing it by spending. You can't do it. I can't spend more than I make. Or if I do, I get into trouble. You can't either. And it's almost symphonic, all of the noise that's coming as a result of all of this stuff. And frankly, when you see what happened in Egypt and you see what's happening in the Middle East, understanding that people now, because of Twitter and Facebook and all the social media, there is connection. Everybody now, or not everybody, but most people have some connection to the so-called new media. And through that connection, they are able to exchange their thoughts one with the other. So what happened in Egypt was an exchange of thoughts from people who didn't know one another before this all started, but there was a camaraderie, a brotherhood, if you will, and I'm not talking about the Muslim Brotherhood. I'm talking about just in general people who were tired of the Mubarak's and their oppression and what with the wanton lust for money and how they controlled everything. And so the people win. Now, this is going to happen, I think, in maybe three or four other countries. It'll be put down in three or four more, at least for now. But, you know, you and I both live in the so-called Western world. You live in England. You have a bird's-eye view of what I consider to be a wonderful country, but a country that's not run particularly well. It is, you know, there's more government there than there needs to be. There's an expectation that the government will take care of you if you can't take care of yourself. And that's all well and good if it's merited. But if you're just there because the program exists and you can take advantage of it. And frankly, there's too much of that going on in our country. And that's really what disturbs me. The number of people who take advantage of the situation and the number of people who are totally devoid of any common sense and reality when it comes to understanding what human motivation is. If you're not motivated, if you don't have to do anything to get something, then you're not motivated to work and you're not motivated to create. You're not motivated to contribute. And that's what's happening in the Western world. It isn't just in England. It isn't just in America. Yeah. The expectation that somebody's going to take care of you in the government.
Yeah, when you say that this is happening in the Western world, there isn't a country anywhere around the world that you won't find groups of people who are upset and discouraged by the government. They will always find some certain faults. There are obviously countries where so totally and utterly corrupt that government officials, when they take their position, 99% of them are taking that job is thinking how much money, corruption-wise, they can make out of the administration while working there.
Yeah.
They couldn't care less about the people of the country. They care about their pockets. And this has been going on for a very, very long time. I mean, when I read that Mubarak is allegedly, you know, is supposed to have $70 billion. Billion. I mean, that puts him probably to be the richest man in the world.
But what's happened? What's happened, Uri, is that he's taken, because of the control he had and the unfettered access he had to American policymakers and to American money, he's taken a tribute of 25%. If you want to do business, you want to trade, you want to buy, you want to sell, he took 25 cents off the top. His family put the money away all over the place. And everybody in America has known this. Everybody in government has known this for years, and they just closed their eyes to it. And that's just plain wrong.
Yeah, but they closed their eyes, Doug, because Egypt was, as Israel, one of the very few, you know, allies, friends, of the United States, so they didn't want to rock the boat.
Why do we need to have friends? Why does the United States need to have friends in the Middle East other than to protect and help Israel? Who gives a damn what the Egyptians do or the Saudi Arabians?
Those answers will probably only come from the CIA, who have been operating in the Middle East for many decades. And there is a plan. There is a system. It's all to do with oil and how do you get access for that oil to reach the United States and Europe. You know, this is big stuff. And it is governed by the secret services of quite a few large countries around the world. And whoever they want to be as a leader because they are their friends, they will support that.
Mm-hmm.
So in a strange way, the United States, at least the governments throughout the years, they knew exactly how much and to what extent the Egyptian people were suffering, but they basically, you know, let that happen in order for the stability of the friendship of that country to continue. It's massive, Doug, and the truth is yet to be revealed. I think it's going to come out sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the rarest things to be discovered in life is truth, and the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And I'm not really now pointing only at Egypt, but there are many, many dozens and dozens and dozens of countries that are dealing with the United States on that level. And that's how, you know, life is, and that's how these governments are running their business affairs worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Doug, this is quite amazing what happened in Egypt, and probably it's going to happen in other countries. And at the end of the day, we might suffer because of that consequence.
Well, I think one of the things, and you perhaps are tuned in because of your, I refer to Uri Geller as the true mentalist. He really does have the ability to tap into people and what they're thinking and how they're thinking. It's a marvelous and amazing thing, a gift that you have. And as we look at what the attitude is toward most people in England, there's a subservience, although I think the younger members of the royal family are looking at it differently. I think Charles is a snob, but I don't think the two sons are snobs. And, you know, the fact that Charles has 150 servants or people on his staff or whatever it is, and the two kids have nobody, and they want not to live that way. They want to live in their own place, take care of themselves. There's a change there that maybe is a realization that the folks are tired. There's a certain love for the monarchy, as demonstrated in that wonderful movie. I hope you've seen it, The King's Speech. If you haven't seen it, it's a wonderful movie.
Yes.
But that
era... By the way, Doug, one of the co-producers of The King's Speech actually did a documentary with me a few years ago called The Gellers on a Holiday.
Really?
On Holiday with the Gellers. And he was a young producer who believed in the movie, and he was the one that took it to their higher positions, what is the Weinsteins in New York?
Yeah, the Weinsteins are the ones who released it here.
They believe in the manuscript, and look at it. It's relatively a small film if you look at it from the creative side, and it made it in a huge, huge manner. This is a great way to demonstrate the power of belief. If you believe in something, you go for it no matter what.
And that's why I'm going to finish, because we only have a minute or so left here. I'm going to hypothecate here with you, or hypothesize on, as what will happen eventually in most of the areas of the world as this sort of dramatic change envelops the countries that are really badly off. But as people realize, whether it's in the Middle East or whether it's in Asia or whether it's here or South America, when there is oppression and lack of common sense, which seems to be an epidemic, right? These people that don't even get there are so out of touch. The royal family in Saudi Arabia, for God's sake, they got an 80% unemployment rate. They're making billions, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars, and the average person doesn't have enough money to buy something to eat in Saudi Arabia.
And then, obviously, some of them build these ginormous palaces.
Right. So the average person is going to see this. The starting gun is sounded by Twitter or Facebook or whatever whatever the next incarnation of that stuff is. And I think it'll happen in America. Eventually, we can't keep going the way that we're going now. The country cannot live. It cannot survive. It can't thrive. Your country can't without a change in philosophy and a change in direction. And that comes from people just saying at some point, okay, enough.
Yep.
Stop it. We've had enough.
I totally agree with you, Doug.
Yep. All right, Uri.
And I think that just our radio shows, I've been with you now for 11 years. We've covered so many subjects.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, it's amazing how many emails I get in reaction to what you talk about. So I think in the bigger picture, we're only a little grain of sand.
That's all.
On a universal beach, but we do have a voice. And I think we are kind of mini-influential in helping people to think positive and make the best out of their lives.
Part of the good stuff of being able to communicate, not just on the radio, but around the world on the Internet at DougStephan.com. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Janet Jackson. I was speaking earlier on Good Day about the Lady Gaga interview that was on 60 Minutes. About the same time on Dateline NBC, there's the Janet Jackson interview that Meredith Vieira conducted with her, discussing her book and her life and her relationship with her father and Michael and all of those things. So we've decided, I've taken my shot at the used-to-be news shows. I suppose there's some news here. Some of us who are traditionalists who have done this a long time, who cut our teeth in the old so-called news talk radio, which was about the issues, the politics and that sort of thing, which frankly I've tired of. That's why we don't do it here anymore. We talk about the issues and for the most part try to have fun with them, but not the political stuff. So maybe these people are getting a message. People are getting so tired of it. There's so many places you can get it. Do you have to get it on Dateline, or do we tell stories about people? Some of them we know, some of them we don't know. We get to know their stories, and Janet's story is one that's been told for a long time. She had a great relationship with her brother, started as one of the Jackson Five, and she, along with her brothers, have stories to tell about their father. Here's Janet talking about that part of her life.
My father was never there the way I really wanted a father to be. I would see my friends interact with their dad, and I would say to myself, that's what I want to do. I want to be able to sit on his lap. I want to be able to call him Dad. You don't call me Dad. I tried it once. He said, I'm Joseph to you. You did not call me Dad. That affects you as a kid.
Yeah. Wow. I think just all this stuff, we have a little more here talking about her father, just underscores what we always have thought about her father. He was a jerk.
A lot of times I felt that my father would take things out on us because of, I don't know, issues outside of the home, whether it's work-related, and you know. But we were afraid of my father growing up. That's not the way to be.
No, it sure isn't. How can you live a normal life in a family being afraid of the father? A lot of people, fathers think, that's where we've got to have respect, so they have to be afraid of me. No, that's not how you gain respect. Here she talks about, Janet Jackson talks about her dad today.
2 days before my birthday. And said, I love you. He says, I love you too, Dunk.
No, this is a Michael Dunk.
My nickname, Dunk. Dunky Fried Chicken. Go figure. I don't know. It makes no sense. Michael was always, it was always silly like that.
All right, that's the unfortunate thing. That was not about the father. It was her talking about our last conversation with Michael, and here she talks about the grief that she felt when Michael died.
I don't know if it was trying to shield the pain or just trying to hold it all together, because I saw that everyone else around me was falling apart and never taking that moment to really grieve. Really grieve, even at the service.
Yeah. And then what she learned from her brother's death.
You know what's most important in life, and you understand it, and family always has come first for myself. But still, it's when something like that happens, you really cherish each and every moment, because you never know what tomorrow will bring.
Doesn't she generally have some kind of eating disorder? What's the...
Her weight's just yo-yoed. Yeah, she gets heavier and then she loses it. And
It's not a serious thing.
For her, I think it's very serious. Not life-threatening, though, no.
Right. But very sweet, very talented. I don't know, there's something about her that's always been very appealing, I think. Janet Jackson with a part of her story. Look for her new book, 28 After the Hour, on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. As if there wasn't enough nickel and diming on the road, travelers now have another fee to watch out for, a tax for just being a tourist. As of this year, visitors to Rome will have to pay an additional fee just to stay at a hotel. You'll also be charged an additional €1 at museums and other tourist attractions that already charge an entry fee. U.S. citizens who fly into Buenos Aires will have to pay a reciprocity fee of, get this, $140 just to enter the country. Okay, the good news is that it's valid for multiple entries up to 10 years. Argentina joined a number of countries that are doing the exact same thing to us. And of course, these types of fees aren't limited to international travel. According to a study from the National Business Travel Association, cities that impose the highest taxes on visitors include New York, Boston, even Minneapolis. So if you're budgeting your travel, better figure in these fees, or you'll be nickeled and dimed way beyond your expectations. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely, be smart, get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and begin to see a different world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
This is very based on how you buy.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and scar the nation. No matter what
you say. Relieving you of the tension and strife of everyday life. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, here to win the day. Although winning isn't everything. I think you have to want to win. As we were saying a few minutes ago with Uri, success is connected to your continually being active, continuously looking at stuff. I have a friend who is in the stock market, and this is a person who that wasn't how she made her living. She was somebody who ran a business and raised a family and that sort of thing. But as she moved on from her former husband, there was some money that was to be invested, and she did, and she's learned how to do it and stay with it. One of the things that you have to do, it doesn't make a difference whether it's the stock market or it has marriage or, Richie's going to laugh at this. If you feel like there's a thread of hope that whatever it is that you're working on will, at the end of the day, turn out to be successful, whether it's a business venture, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a love relationship, whether it's fixing your car, whatever it is, if you yourself, in your gut, feel like what you're doing is something that pays off, then I think it's worth hanging around where others may have let go. The difference between you and the people who let go in the same circumstance is that you get it. You understand that success means you are not finished. If you are finished, success, I guess, is moving on. But if you have that little bit, you know what I'm talking about. It's that sixth sense, if you will, of reality. You have it in you. You just can't quite let it go. And you don't want to let it go. And then you ought not to let it go. And it isn't fear-based thinking. I'm not talking about fear. I'm talking about convincing yourself, damn it, I'm right. And if you don't start someplace, you will not be able to succeed. If you've started and you've moved, there are so many people, sadly, who give up. I was just thinking about that. And things have turned around. For example, people who sold their own house. Some people didn't have a choice. Other people might have, and they decided to dump out. And this could be stock market stuff. This could be real estate. But now look what's happening. Here's the latest from L.A. County. Luxury home sales are up 21% since the last quarter of last year. So all of a sudden, the market breaks open, and the number of homes last year versus the year before, up about 20-some-odd thousand, the high-priced places, like we find along the beaches, frankly, whether it's in Southern California from San Diego through La Jolla, up into Newport Beach and then Manhattan Beach and into L.A. County and up through Malibu and Santa Barbara, or you go up to San Francisco, you've seen, you know, some of you have traveled. Some of those beautiful places in the world are on the coast of California. And likewise, along the coast of New England. And, Richie, where you are, the Delmarva, some wonderful places.
Yeah,
and you can go all over. I mean, you can find. But most of the stuff that's near the water always is the stuff that trails up most quickly because it's most desirable. But when you think about the good news that luxury home sales are up 21%, doesn't mean that everybody's home sales are up. But it does mean that there is activity, that there's action, and we all can feel it. You know it, and I know it. You know that there's movement. There are more people getting jobs. I didn't finish a thought that I had earlier, and I feel that I'm not. Oftentimes, when I get off onto some tangent, sometimes I don't finish my thoughts, and I think many of you know me. I offer you apologies sometimes, because maybe there's something there that you can get something out of. And I listen to your stuff, and hopefully I get things out of you, or whether you're calling me at 800-510-8255, or you're emailing me, or you've got a note on Facebook. The things that you stick with, I had mentioned the conversation here in California on the television and the radio yesterday about the immigrants and people saying that they won't work, or they can't work, or they don't want to work, and you know, the illegals are getting, what, Jennifer, $5 an hour?
Yeah,
maybe
probably.
$5 an hour. Okay. So if the businesses, you see, this is the phoniness of the business. I can't get Americans to do that. No, not for $5 an hour.
Right.
You're not going to get Americans to do it.
You pay minimum wage.
Right. Right. Pay $8 an hour or $9 an hour, and you'll get the job done. And you'll get it done as well, if not better, hopefully. You know, there
and
are those who say good old
America. Go up.
Right, but you know what, Rich? Where does it stop? Something has to give someplace. Do we draw a line in the sand and say, we're not going to allow these illegals in here anymore, and if you have to pay more, so be it? Or are we going to give over and just say, all right, money is more important than national integrity, because that's really what it boils down to. My life is more important than my country's life, because that's what this boils down to. It's either you first or your country. And I don't mean the country has to be first, but at least there have to be some recognition here that, yeah, we do have a different standard. And, yeah, we do. So do we go. But we already have gone backwards, and maybe we'll keep going backwards to a certain extent. But at some point, it has to stop. And I say that for all of the things that we reflect upon. I'm not being facetious when I tell you I think it's time for a revolution in America. And I think the peaceful revolution in Egypt shows you that it can be done. There wasn't any bullet fired by any of the protesters. There was some scuffling and fights, and the army shot, or the police, not the army. I don't think the army did any damage to anybody, but the police shot things up, and I think a few people were killed during that. I just think that there people say there's a revolution in thought because of stuff like the Tea Party. Maybe. Maybe there's an answer. But the answer isn't to keep going the way we're going. There is no one in his or her right mind that thinks if we continue down the path that we are on right now, that there is success at the end of the path. Sorry. The phonies like politicians who tell you that America's best time is ahead of her, only if we figure out how to fix the problems that we have. America's time, I want to think it's best because I want my children to have a wonderful time and a wonderful life. And for the most part, they are now. But they worry about stuff. I think that children today worry more about stuff than we did as children. And I would say
there's lots more to worry about.
Yeah, there really is. Maybe is it now? Here's the question. Is there more to worry about because we just know more? Or is there more to worry about because there is more going on?
Both.
It's that business. I think you're right, Reggie.
The
I think
world
that we
is
know
flat
more.
And it's such a small place.
Yep.
I mean, before
right.
all you had to worry about was your South 40 and what's going on in town.
Yep, right. Yeah. And now it's
now
so
you have to
much.
Worry about what's going on in Yemen and Egypt.
Yeah. Right.
And am I going to be able to afford gas at the end of the month because of what's going on?
Because of what's going on over there. And then you go back to the leadership that in 1982 said, you know what? Don't worry about it, President Reagan. This is we have our connections with the Middle East. Those guys over there, our friends, the Saudis, going to take care of us forever. We don't have to worry about oil here. They're going to sell us cheap oil forever. So you know how that's working for us now. And we
yesterday I heard because of the cotton shortages that clothing prices were going to go up in the next month or two as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Poor Jen. But you see, under the circumstances, Richie, we have this. One of the things that hasn't come out in the discussion of how to make America healthier and how to cut our budget deficit is to produce more oil and gas. We have natural gas, yep. And we have oil reserves. Look at the countries, how wealthy they've become because they've extrapolated the maximum they could because of their natural resources.
Yeah, I mean, we've got enough here. We should be selling them oil.
Right. Hello. Yes. Right. That's the whole make ourselves sufficient or at least sell them. We got plenty of it. So why is it we don't look at that stuff? Where is that? Isn't that frustrating? You can feel the frustration. God bless us. Anyway, story today. I want to ask Dr. Ken about this. This new report that has a ton of reasons why you ought not to let your children have all those damnable energy drinks, the Red Bull and the Muscle. What are they? There's three or four of these things that are like
Red Bull and then
900 jillion percent caffeine.
I told you the story when I was walking through a Target like 6 months ago, and there was like this 9 or 10 year old kid walking down the aisle with a 6 pack of Red Bull in his hands, mumbling to himself.
Yeah.
Mumbling to himself.
Shake,
I'm
sure.
Right. He wasn't shaking, but he was just like.
All right, so let's get that info from Dr. Ken. Our poll today, by the way, follows that thought. At DougStefan.com today, would you please answer this question? How often do you have an energy drink? A, every day. I can't get through a day without one. B, a couple of times a week. C, a couple of times a month. D, I hardly ever drink energy drinks. Or E, I've never had an energy drink. And we're talking about not this, although there's lots of caffeine in
Coca-Cola. Not just caffeine in general, right.
But we're talking about these things that are really jigged up. Mm-hmm. So that you,
I saw
off the wall
a stat table yesterday where apparently these
like
energy drinks
or something
have like 83 grams of caffeine, and coffee has like 95 grams of caffeine, and like diet sodas have like 30.
Yeah,
who knew? I might have to go to coffee because that's all I need is the caffeine shot.
Yeah. Right. Okay, Dr. Ken, we'll talk about this with him and other items that are of import in the Daily Dose next, 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select Office Product Superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Okay, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now, who's the medical expert on the program. Every day at this time, he goes through a number of things. Let's touch base first, Ken, on this new report with all the reasons why you ought not to let your children have those energy drinks. First of all, the number of calories, I guess, is one thing, but the real important thing is the caffeine and what happens not just to children but adults to drink all of this stuff, and whether or not this is just because it's the flavor of the day, this is something that we ought to have been worried about a long time ago, don't you think?
Exactly. This is out of the medical journal Pediatrics this month, that these energy drinks, they're just understudied and overused. They just have too much caffeine in them, and they also have products that make you more sensitive to the caffeine. They can actually cause heart palpitations, seizures, strokes, and even sudden death.
Sudden death?
Yes, die from abnormal electrical rhythms of the heart, just drop dead suddenly.
Okay, so how is it, mind my getting my little skewer in here, that the FDA can be so concerned about raw milk when, in fact, there seems to be no concern for this sort of thing, even after these reports? What are we missing here?
Well, it's just the limitations of studying foods by the FDA. It's not a drug, and this is the hope that the American Academy of Pediatrics is going to bring this to the attention of the FDA.
Yeah, all right. Well, but in the meantime, the FDA, unless they've got blinders on, must have seen or known or heard about this. They have to wait. It's kind of like the FCC. They wait till somebody complains before they do anything about it, which is seemingly not particularly great management.
The FDA has recently sent warning letters to manufacturers and bans several of these in several of the states, but these are the ones that have alcohol in them, and hopefully the FDA will get to these also.
Okay, next item is something that occurred, I believe it was Sunday.
During the Grammys.
During the Grammys, a local Los Angeles television reporter, a lady 31 years old, has a seizure on screen. We have the audio from this lady. You listen to it and you understand what happens during a seizure. Go ahead, Richard, play the audio.
Live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Sari.
Well, a very, very heavy vibration tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go to Terrace Chase and look for the bit. They had the pit.
All right, so that's the actual audio from her. I don't know, Ken, whether you've heard that or not.
She's so scared looking.
She's a good-looking young woman, slight. So under the circumstances, she was diagnosed as having had a TIA. But I remember hearing my father talking like that after he'd had a stroke.
Well, often called a mini stroke or a reversible stroke, is where you have symptoms of a stroke, and it certainly sounds like she's having one of them, the garbled speech. And the symptoms just totally reverse, and you're fine. And this is a huge warning that the big ones are coming, and you need to be checked out, the circulation from the heart to the brain and rhythm abnormalities of the heart.
Somebody who's 31 years old?
Absolutely.
The paramedics,
having strokes.
The paramedics came and checked her out, and all of her vitals and everything was good, and she did not go to the hospital.
Yeah. Right. Can you turn it around once you have a TIA, or is that just your sentence, basically?
Absolutely. You can. You know, you need to lower your risk factors, blood pressure, cholesterol, sugar, not smoke. But also you need to make sure that she doesn't have any rhythm problems. And also make sure that there is no underlying abnormal seizure activity, what's called a complex partial seizure is another possibility that this could be.
And if we learned anything from Dick Clark, go to the hospital.
Fiber news today, Ken.
Eating more fiber, you may just live longer. This is not only for heart disease, but infectious and respiratory illness as well. Archives of Internal Medicine this week.
Eating more fiber can mean a longer life. Look for fiber when you are shopping. It's easy to find all the boxes, all the products say more fiber on them. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day program at DougSteffen.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
1-877-814-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Barracuda.com.
For Dolly Parton, and deservedly so. What did she win? She won the combo. Was it Lifetime?
Lifetime
Grammy?
Achievement Award.
Yeah, right. Boy, did she deserve it. 9 to 5 from the movie of the same name. This song was number one during this week in 1981. As we get focused on movies and movie moments, movie music gets us into this. Chuck Curry here with some movie news in a moment. And all of the accolades that are going to Jennifer Aniston. It appears we said last Friday when we were wondering how the new Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston movie, Just Go With It, would do, Chucker, that she can't open a movie and Sandler can. But apparently this one is a good role for her, and all of the things I've read about it bring her around to a positive focus, even though some people think she's overexposed, does 3 or 4 movies a year. She's a likable character. People want to like her, and doesn't that affect... I mean, I can... tell you that I've been to see every movie that Clint Eastwood has ever made, or that John Wayne ever made, or that Gene Hackman ever made, or I mean, there's a certain category of people, probably every movie that De Niro ever made, that kind of stuff. Like you would maybe go now. I used to not like Sandler at all, but I like him. I go see any movie that he makes.
Well, he's one of the few people that really can consistently open a film, but the bottom line is when casting directors, you know, cast movies, and they're spending anywhere from $75 to $100 million on a film, they want to, you know, play it safe a lot of times. And Jennifer Aniston, you'd argue, is a safe choice. I mean,
right.
She's got a good following. She's a competent actress. She's very appealing.
Now, what does she get for a movie like that? $4 or $5 million, or what's her take on a movie like that?
That's a good question.
Is she around 12-ish, Chuck?
I'd say between. I'd say a little higher than 5. Probably between 7 and 12.
All right, so she makes 3 or 4 movies a year. She's doing okay for herself. Never mind, she didn't have to work anymore ever because of the royalties from Friends. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But it's interesting to see how those things
fit
together.
You know, that's why a lot of actresses are going into the TV route. The actress Zoe Deschanel, who was in 500 Days of Summer, She's going to do a pilot for Fox, a comedy. Because, you know, if you go on one of these sitcoms and they hit, you could, it's a gold mine if they last a few
years,
literally.
Yeah. So. I mean, look at Charlie Sheen in Two and a Half Men. He never have to work.
Look at Jerry. Look at Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, exactly.
Done.
All right, Chuck has some movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Boy, I'm looking at the results of the, they call them the BAFTAs, which is basically the British equivalent of the Oscars, right, Chucker?
Yes, they were held this last weekend.
And the best actor went to Colin Firth, best supporting actress Helena Bonham Carter.
Did you hear what happened to Colin Firth?
Jeffrey Rush, best supporting actor. No, what happened to him?
Well, after the awards, he went out and had a little bit too much champagne.
Oh, did he?
Left his award in the bar.
No.
Yeah, his BAFTA got left behind.
All right, Chucker, what's the hotline here today?
A fifth entry in the Die Hard franchise is quickly moving forward. A commercial director named Noah Murray has been hired to helm the project. Willis said he's going to do a fifth Die Hard and a sixth and then retire the character. So Die Hard lives on.
That's good. There's nothing wrong with that, people. That's a good payday and a good time for people to go to the movies. All right, Chuck Curry, check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. Check his picture and click on it at gooddayshow.com.